From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. General Motors said today it is recalling 250,000 SUVs in the United States because of problems with the power door lock. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, the problem can cause a circuit to short, creating a fire hazard.
The problem is that fluid can seep into the door's lock and window controls, especially in areas where salt and other corrosive materials are used on icy roads in the winter. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration had received several dozen complaints, including ones alleging it led to driver-side door fires. The recall covers 2006 and 2007 model years for SUVs, including the Chevrolet Trailblazer, the GMC Envoy, the Isuzu Ascender, and Saab 97X. All the cars were sold in 20 states, including the District of Columbia. GM says the problem has led to no known injuries and that dealers will replace the problematic switch for free. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
The last members of the United Nations observer mission in Syria are leaving this weekend. Their mandate was not renewed by the UN Security Council. Violence kept the observers from doing much of their work. And the head of the mission, Lieutenant General Babacar Gaye, says both the Syrian government troops and rebels failed to comply with the UN peace accord.
Both parties have obligations under international humanitarian law to ensure that Syrians are protected. These obligations have not been respected.
Now the UN will open a small liaison office in the Syrian capital, Damascus. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi plans to attend a summit of non-aligned nations that will be held in Iran at the end of the month. The organization advocates for countries in the developing world. Iran and Egypt have had a breakdown in relations in the 70s after Egypt signed the peace treaty with Israel and Iran went through its Islamic revolution. Pakistan is flying religious minorities to their troubled home province for the Muslim holidays. From Islamabad, NPR's Lauren Freyer reports the military is trying to ensure the safety of Shiite Muslims who've come under attack from rival extremists.
Pakistan's military has dispatched C-130 transport planes to fly civilians from the capital to Gilgit, a far northern region where Sunni Muslim extremists have attacked Shiite travelers in buses. About 20 Shiites were pulled off buses and shot execution-style near Gilgit on Thursday. Then a bus bomb targeted Shiites traveling in Karachi yesterday, killing one. Some Sunni extremists consider Shiites heretics and have targeted them in the past, but attacks appear to be on the rise. The military has stepped in to give some Shiites safe flights home for Eid, a holiday that marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Islamabad.
Tropical storm Helene is now a tropical depression. It's slashing northward along Mexico's Gulf Coast. You're listening to NPR News. Detroit is the place to be today if you're nuts about old cars. As Stuart Cohen reports, around 45,000 classic cars will converge on the city for the world's largest classic car event, the annual Woodward Avenue Dream Cruise.
Like the migration of salmon returning to the stream where they were born, the old cars have returned to the Motor City. The classic Corvettes, Mustangs, and Thunderbirds are here, but so too are the more unusual ones, like old police cruisers, Volkswagen microbuses, and even a few DeLoreans. Organizers say drivers come from all 50 states and beyond. Rick Roach drove his 1971 Pontiac GTO across the border from Canada.
Every type of car I can remember from my childhood is here. And there's plenty of other car cruises going on all summer long. But this is the granddaddy show of them all. This is the big pumpkin.
As many as 2 million spectators, some from as far away as Australia, are expected to line the 60-mile-long roadside to watch the cars go by. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Detroit.
People in central Idaho are being warned to evacuate as a nearly two-week-old fire gets more threatening. Two towns lie in the path of the blaze. Fire crews say it's safer for people to leave now. In Washington state, people are starting to return home to a small town about 75 miles east of Seattle after fire forced them to run. One fire in the Cascade Mountains burned more than 60 buildings, most of them homes. Dallas County, Texas will not try again tonight to spray mosquito insecticide to fight the bug's ability to spread West Nile virus. There's been too much rain. At least 10 people have died from West Nile virus. Scores more people are sick. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.